everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Right. Good morning. What's up?
How you doing, buddy, on a Monday? You feeling all right? You okay?
Yeah. It's a slow start.
You sound a little more sprightly than you did last week, Monday. I believe you were violently hungover at that point. Today, I don't know. Were you more responsible yesterday?
I wouldn't say more responsible. I think I just drank more water or something. I don't know.
You got yourself a good base before you started drinking. Is that what it was?
Exactly. I must have eaten some food yesterday, too. Isn't it? Soak up the alcohol.
It's terrible, the prep that goes into drinking now. You know what I mean? Like back,
it's not worth it.
No, it's not. In my 20s, it didn't matter. I could drink all day.
Pound them. Just one after the other.
Not remember my birth home and then be fine the next day. Now I'm like, okay, well, look, I need some Tylenol and Gatorade by the bedside. Got to make sure I eat a big carby meal before I start drinking. And then you're so full by then, you're just tired. You don't even want to drink that much. You know what I mean?
I think just the group we were hanging out with yesterday, when it's time to go, when everybody's talking at the same time. It's like, all right, everybody's all amped up, time to go.
I'm leaving. This is the only thing that's going to happen from here is something bad. So let's go. Let's leave. And don't even say goodbye to anyone at that point. See, I've gotten to the point, too, where...
You know, like Homer Simpson disappears into the bush? That's kind of how it was.
Don't feel bad about that. And I actually flipped the script when someone said, hey, where'd you go? I'd be like, dude, I said goodbye to you. Do you not remember? Boy, you were drunk. Even though you didn't say goodbye to that person. It's glorious.
It's the sketchy bounce. That should be a dumb vocabulary.
Sketchy bounce.
My buddies used to do that all the time. Where'd you go? Oh, I just went home. Why did you just say bye? Well, then I'd have to say bye to like 9 people.
You got it. Or what they'll do is be like, no, you're not leaving. Come on, one more drink. And then you end up staying there until 4 o'clock in the morning when you should have just left. When you should have just left.
Everybody makes you feel like trash for leaving.
Yeah. Yep. See, that's what I said.
You think I was going to stay here forever?
Yeah. You're never leaving. Surprised. You sit your ass down. I got to go, guys. No.
Sketchy bounce.
It's like Hotel California in here, and you never get to leave, all right? Check out anytime you want, pal, but you're staying right here. But yeah, so. No, I have no problem now just leaving. Just none. And people can be like, hey, where are you going, man? I'm out of here. Later.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah. Well, anyway. Well, hey, I'm glad that you were more responsible with your drinking on Sunday because, it affects your performance otherwise. It does.
I wouldn't pat myself on the back by any means. But
maybe a little bit. Maybe like half a gold star. Half a gold star.
Gold star.
Anyway, speaking of keeping it moving, let's get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is W.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden, are you okay over there?
I can't help it.
You know what you got? You got the weed sneeze. That's what it is.
Like
you ever do that where you take a big hit of weed and that's right.
I don't think so. I don't think that would be good. I think that would hurt.
It tickles your nose. That weed smoke tickles your nose, man. Speaking of that, you can get that weed sneeze with those big, sticky, shock-absorber-sized buds from Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Go see Katie and the crew. They're going to get you taken care of. Well, what about this, Hunter? Escapee considered armored and not dangerous.
Huh?
A zoo in Sacramento, California is sounding an alarm, or an alarmadillo, if you will, about an escaped animal on the loose, an escaped armadillo. You see what I did there?
Armored and
yeah, you see? I didn't write all this. I'm just reading what's out in front of me. But, hey, I like everything so far. So officials at the Sacramento Zoo say an armadillo named Josephine somehow got loose Thursday morning, and this is when it all went down. They haven't been able to locate her. Officials say that Josephine,
where are you?
She's 18 inches long, weighs 12 pounds. Ooh, she's a thick bitch. That's a thick bitch. Most importantly, she is a friendly armadillo, and she's not a threat to humans or pets. Officials are asking anyone who happens to see her strolling around town or rolling around in a ball doing what armadillos do to contact the zoo. Here's my takeaway on this whole thing. All right, a loose animal. But if you're unable to keep an armadillo caged up, how's the security on the rest of your cages?
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe like in the tiger area?
Yeah, keep an eye on that zoo.
I don't know. Do you got any silverbacks that might be able to figure out a lock in there?
How terrifying would that be? Walk outside of your house. Silverback right there.
Silverback. Female. Yeah. This is my concern, because this is a tiny little armadillo, all right? Little sweet Josephine, all right? I'm pretty sure they don't have opposable thumbs, and I don't know about you, but I've never seen like a video of like, oh, check out this super smart armadillo figuring out a puzzle. No, but you have a bunch of other caged-in animals that are far more dangerous.
It's very true. It's kind of nerve-wracking, actually.
Right? Like,
kind of like the Jurassic Park effect, you know? It's like the fence went out. Yeah. All the animals are out.
Yeah. Maybe Josephine got a little squirrely and decided, like, hey, I'm breaking out of here. And now she's going to break out the rest of the zoo gang.
What would be the most terrifying animal?
I think gorilla. I absolutely think, like, I mean, obviously, like, I don't want to be mauled to death by a zoo tiger, because, you know, they're in there. People have been making funny faces at them and like, oh, look at the tiger. Oh,
I feel like a gorilla in a bad mood would be terrifying.
Right?
I don't know if they're in a bad mood all the time.
I feel like the gorilla would just rough you up for a while, right, before he finally ripped your arms off and beat you to death with them, right?
Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, probably like a lion or a tiger. Probably a tiger.
Why's that gorilla got that look in its face?
You know?
I don't like this.
Yeah, at least the tiger, it's sinking its teeth into your neck, and you're probably going out right
You're
away,
done, you know? Right? Like, exactly. It's going to be quick, probably from behind. You won't see it coming. You open your door, you see a gorilla in your front yard. You're like, well, this is going to be a bad day. And then you close the door. I'm pretty sure he can figure that handle out. Even if you lock it, he's kicking that thing in. Yeah, gorilla, for sure. Loose gorilla.
Just a terrifying scenario, really.
Breaking news here on Channel 9. We are urging all residents to hide in your basement. Just get wherever you find a safe. Get in the tub, because there is a loose silverback gorilla.
And he is very pissed off.
He's been hanging. All the years of us making faces at him at the zoo and throwing things at him has caused him to be very irate, and he is considered dangerous. Yeah, this concerns me, Sacramento Zoo. If you can let a cute little armadillo out, and people are like, hey, where'd the armadillo go? Maybe go check the other locks. Maybe just make a once through of the zoo.
Is there a Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie about this with the giant gorilla?
I think so.
Rampage, that's what it's called, Rampage.
Well, good news, everyone. We're all dead, because... Obviously, the Sacramento Zoo can't even keep an armadillo named Josephine under wraps. Good luck keeping the other big animals with opposable thumbs inside. Anyway.
Terrifying. I want to be in that scenario, that's for sure.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.